This I believe. For 10 years, Virginia Pruitt fought in Latin America as a correspondent for the Washington Post and the Chicago Sun Syndicate. Brazil awarded her its highest honor, the Order of the Southern Cross, for her reporting. She grew up in the newspaper business. At 18, she was editor of a weekly in her native Gordonsville, Tennessee. Discouraged by a losing battle for freedom in South America, she lost herself in the interior of Brazil. Her book, Beyond the Great Forest, tells of that flight, from which Virginia Pruitt now distills her beliefs.
I have had an unusual chance to decide what I believe. A few years ago, I abandoned an active career as a foreign correspondent and plunged into a South American wilderness to think things out. Earlier, during the Second World War and afterwards, I had worked intensely in the often perilous job of reporting on dictatorship throughout Latin America. When Juan Perón crushed freedom in Argentina, my despair was so great I felt that I must go far away to a new place where I could find peace and build a new life. I went to the highland forests of inner Brazil, where I bought virgin timberland clear for a farm. I did not find haven there, but instead discovered that when I left my responsibilities behind, I began something like a flight from life itself. Through this experience, I discovered that trying to escape from my problems led to a dangerous disorganization of life and purpose. I learned that retreat from life is only a step from seeking death. Even before I went to the Brazilian forest, I had accepted the biblical teaching that I should try to forget my narrow self and look outward. I did forget myself in the fight over press freedom in Argentina, but I had to learn something more, that to use life with proper appreciation, I must not be dismayed and try to run away when a good fight fails. As I struggled to start a farm in the Brazilian forest, I learned how true it is that there is no such thing as an unimportant person. The illiterate Brazilian backlanders are untaught, but not unintelligent, and in my very difficulties with one man named Manuel, I came to see what he was striving for. Manuel is dead now, but before he died, he made me understand his problems, which were those of dispossessed people the world over. Manuel made me understand that the drive of men like himself, who are in revolt, is not just a belly drive, but the instinct of survival, energizing a strong need for the full expression of each rebel's individual personality. I have been passing on Manuel's story, so in the end, this backlander, who could not read or write, may affect the lives of millions like himself. I believe that heaven wants us to be happy as well as good, but for that, we must love and earn love. I have found my personal haven not in a forest retreat, but in a happy marriage. Every normal person wants to love and to be loved. What we are not taught is how to achieve this. I believe that the cultivation of tenderness is the way. I believe this so strongly that I feel the Bible's tremendous trilogy, faith, hope, and love, really means faith, hope, and tenderness. A great English psychologist has traced the tensions and aggressiveness of Western civilization to what he calls the tenderness taboo, and I am convinced that only when we break through this taboo can we begin to be happy. Though as a woman I was brought up in a tradition of gentleness, I've had to learn how to break across this taboo so strong in our civilization. I have learned that happiness comes with the daily performance of small positive acts of kindness, appreciation, and loyalty toward those I love. By experience, I know my own capacity for tenderness, with all the release and happiness it brings, grows as I practice it. I'm sure that for either a man or a woman, this practice of love toward the people nearest can build a soul a citadel against all assaults.
That was Virginia Pruitt, author and journalist, who now lives in New York City.